Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never afraid to tell you our opinions. Not afraid to tell you what we think of yours. This is Real Raw Radio. Only on 102.5 The Bone. Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show. The only show Bofa approved by your mom. That's right. She got Bofa his nuts on.
You know what? I'm not going to read any more of liners for this guy.
Yes. This would be where we had ended, but now it is where we are beginning. And when I say we, I mean the Cat Named Mo Show. That's what you're listening to at a very special time, 3 to 5 today, where it is usually 12 to 3. But we want to thank Drew Garabo for taking very good care of that time slot that I have become very fond of, as I know many of you have. For a very special live broadcast out at Universal Studios in Orlando. Me, I'm on 4th Street in St. Pete. That's how they treat a brother, Roland. That's how they treat a brother.
What are you going to do, man?
I'm going to do a show from 3 to 5 and then get the hell out of here.
There you go.
There you go. May have some people unfamiliar with the Cat Named Mo Show, some people that don't get to listen between 12 and 3, and we appreciate the fact that you know you're going to keep that radio station right here. Where else are you going to go?
They think they're going to hear Drew Garabo.
Now, hopefully. I know, but we promise to be at least half as entertaining as a rerun. I'm not going to make big promises, Roland.
Yeah, don't do that.
I wouldn't do that at all. The Cat Named Mo Show is myself, obviously, a Cat Named Mo. Roland Mizell taking your calls. 1-800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. You'll need those numbers because we are going to be giving away some tickets later on, about the 4 o'clock hour. And the Cat Named Mo Show is also the beautiful Rebecca. We like to call her the Rebel Becca. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. It's a good day.
We have much to talk about.
We do.
Because you are in full geek out Kentucky Derby mode.
I am.
Mode, and we will address that. But before we do that, we have to pause for this. Hold up.
I like my bass louder.
One more time.
I like my bass louder. This track is love fortified.
We're going to get to the Kentucky Derby talk. Because that goes down at what time, Rebecca?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. You have a hat in honor of the Kentucky Derby.
I do.
You should put it on so people on Bone TV
can see. It doesn't quite fit over my headphones.
Pull it down, girl. Pull it down. There you go. That works.
This will just have to do, you know.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If your boyfriend that's sitting in the studio does not bang you with that hat on tonight, then drop him.
I got a wink. So.
You understand? You understand what I'm saying, Kevin? Make sure she wears that hat.
Oh, no.
Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think. You know what? When I was doing radio in Baltimore, Rebecca, I did attend. What is the race? I want to say it's. Is it the Preakness?
Yeah.
That takes place in Baltimore,
in
Maryland. There are three races: the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Talladega.
Yeah, sure. That one too.
Am I wrong, Roland?
That sounds like the Triple Crown.
Isn't that the Triple Crown?
That's it. Yeah.
If you win Preakness, Talladega, and the Kentucky Derby,
right,
then you won the Triple Crown.
And the Belmont.
There you go, the Belmont too. Mm-hmm. I believe, is the Belmont the one in Maryland, or was I correct about it being the Preakness?
We only care about the Kentucky Derby
here. Listen, honey. For the purposes of the story that I'm about to tell you, I need to know which one took place in Maryland.
I'm pretty sure the Belmont's in Tennessee.
Okay, then it had to be the Preakness then that I had the pleasure.
It was in New York, actually.
Was it? Okay, now this was quite some time ago. Is it always in the same place? Give me some Kentucky Derby, some horse racing knowledge, because I have absolutely zero.
The Preakness... I don't know where these were held because I don't watch the other ones.
Why just the Kentucky Derby?
Because it's the biggest. It's the finale.
I understand that, but let me ask you this. As a fan, and if one of the horses is set to win the Triple Crown, don't you want to be a part of the other races that he raced?
Not necessarily, because it's more about... When you get to the
pageantry.
Finale, and when you get to the finale, some of them are going for their triple crown. You
right.
Know, they've won all three. And
well, only one can technically be going for the triple crown. I don't think she knows how this triple crown thing works, Roland.
The thing is,
if you've got more than one horse that's racing to win the triple crown by the time you get to the Kentucky Derby, somebody's math is off. That's all I'm saying, Roland. Somebody didn't count right. Yeah.
I'm
done with Kentucky Derby talk. I'm going to somebody that knows better. Miranda, go ahead. You're on the Cat Named Mo show.
Now, I was just wondering, because you said that she, Rebel Becca is there in her Kentucky Derby attire, and she's nerding out. Those two things are not the same.
You're right. I know.
I don't think nerding is, rich white women in big hats.
You may be right. But did I say nerding, or did I say in full derby mode?
You said nerding.
Oh, did I say nerding? Okay.
You can be nerdy about horses.
Yeah, you. I think you can.
No,
I think you can.
Can you be nerdy about horse facts?
Is wearing a Stargate shirt on Saturday.
Well,
with yoga pants like I am.
Well, right, is that what you're doing?
Well,
I'd much rather nerd out with you than Rebecca in her stupid hat.
I mean, I did go to Free Comic Book Day. So.
Okay, all right.
Although I do love you, Rebecca. Don't take this the wrong way.
No, she should take it the wrong way.
I take it the wrong way.
Don't instigate, okay?
I won't, Miranda. All right, who do you have on your shirt right now? Would you say Star who?
It's Stargate.
Stargate. The television series Stargate or the James Spader movie Stargate?
Both, technically.
Okay.
It's the symbol for home, the Earth symbol, so it's from both.
Okay.
All of the above, really.
That Stargate movie with Spader was a very underrated movie. I found the series a little bit difficult to get into, though.
Oh, come on. It had Richard Dean Anderson. They made a MacGyver joke in the first episode. How can you not get into that?
Let me tell you something. You think Richard Dean Anderson can replace James Spader? James Spader was
first
the villain
all,
in Pretty in Pink.
Was replacing Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. You think Richard Dean Anderson can replace Kurt Russell? He was in Big Trouble in Little China. Richard Dean Anderson would have been taken out with a pair of chopsticks in that movie. He can't handle Little Trouble in Big China.
He's fat now. Back then, no, not so much. He was on point.
Okay. All right, Miranda. I will defer to your greater nerdiness, all right, on the Stargate issue. I appreciate you calling, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I love you, too. Thank you very much. That's a good way to get the show started with a nice little call from Miranda. I want to tell you this. Speaking of nerd now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think it's any surprise. Trump's probably going to be president.
How is that nerdy?
No, I'm getting to that.
Okay, please connect it for me.
Can a brother do? Can a brother do a preamble?
You gotta set it up. Yeah.
Can a brother do a build up?
Yeah, build it up a little bit.
Do I gotta jump right into it?
Well, maybe Becca's the kind that likes
that. Is that
how
you like it, Becca? Somebody to just jump right in.
Just jump right in.
Don't kiss my neck. No. Just get right in.
We don't have time.
Okay.
Life's short.
All right. Well, we've got 2 hours. All right. So calm down. All right. It's no surprise. Now I gotta start all over. It broke my momentum. It's no surprise that Trump's probably going to be a president. And in anticipation of that, I have always liked the quote, when the monkeys take over, you don't want to look like a banana. And I think that was in the Bible, Exodus, I believe. And so therefore, I am trying to absorb all things white. All things white.
I don't blame you.
Because the day of the black man is over. We had a good run. 8 years.
8 years.
8 years. A lot of people thought we were only going to get 4, but we got 8. And for those 8 years, we were pretty cool. We were pretty happy. But it's over. It's over. So now I have to start loving all things white.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a white resurgence, I believe. All right. A white renaissance, if you will, Roland.
More than likely, because that's about the whitest word.
Absolutely. A white renaissance, if you will, is about to occur in this country, and I want to be part of it.
Okay.
All right? I've worked my entire life to be part of it. Shut up. Okay, so anyway, I watched Talladega. I watched some NASCAR last weekend. NASCAR will be airing on this very station, I believe about 6:30. SBK, Soul Brother Kevin, the time of his show, I heard Drew and Seth with a little bit of confusion in regards to that, will actually be 5 to 6:30. He will follow this show. Okay. We will end at 5, and he'll be on until 6:30. At that point, we'll turn you over to NASCAR.
You do need a little beer before NASCAR?
Oh,
isn't that the...
Well, yeah, I had a lot of beer. Okay. I had a lot of beer. So I had some, I watched Talladega last Sunday. I believe it was Sunday.
I like the funk you put on.
And let me tell you something. I was impressed. I was wrong about NASCAR.
Really?
You know what the running line is, if you will, the running rhetoric.
Sure.
Is that NASCAR or race car driving is not a sport. And I subscribe to that rhetoric.
Road course, I would think, would be a little more challenging, but go ahead.
Quite possibly. I haven't got that far into the whiteness to know what that means.
Sorry.
But I'll allow it. I'll allow it, Roland.
Okay.
Okay. So I watched these drivers go around in circles.
Left.
And there is a certain level of skill, a certain level of technical proficiency, a certain level certainly of endurance, and more importantly, a certain level of badassery that can compete with any sport played on this planet Earth. And I absolutely now acquiesce and say to you that NASCAR is at these are athletes.
Wow.
It's a sport. Let me tell you something. You can be cool. You can do cool things. Name something you did cool back in the day that you thought was cool.
Me?
Yeah. I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah. I bunny hopped from a bike.
You bunny hopped from a bike.
I was able to bunny hop my BMX.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Rebecca?
I am not good at anything sports related.
Not anything cool. Just something cool that you did in life. Yeah. A point that you were cool.
A dance point. Move.
I mean, I had my own fan club for a while.
I got to shut her mic off now, Roland. Ooh. I'm sorry I interrupted your story about bunny hopping.
Bunny hopping.
Own fan club. Let me tell you something. Your mic is off. Okay, this is what I would tell you, Roland. You may have done certain things that are cool in your life, and I'm not just talking about you. I'm addressing everybody, including myself.
Thank goodness.
I'd like to think that I've done a lot of cool things, you know, at a morning show, ride a Ducati.
One of the coolest.
One of the coolest bikes. I would certainly like to think, had a television show for 5 years.
What?
Wrote a book.
Okay.
Wrote two books.
I didn't know about the television show.
It was with Veronica, who's across with Dave, my friend, our friend Dave McKay.
Oh.
Yeah, we did. It was like Cheap Date Night on MR. We did it for 5 years. A host of other things. I've had a good, full, rich life, and it's not even halfway done yet.
Nice.
And I've thought at a lot of points that I was cool. But you don't know cool until you see Dale Jr. cool. And when I tell you Dale Jr. cool, this is what Dale Jr. cool was at Talladega. It's rounding a turn. I mean, I guess that's redundant because whole damn thing's a turn.
Right.
So he's in the turn. I think he's doing 185 miles per hour. Steering wheel pops off the bitch. Pops off of the car.
Wait, I heard a little bit about this. Go ahead, though.
He grabs the stick that the steering wheel goes onto. I see, I don't know the terminology
some
yet.
Some sort
I
of thing, yeah.
Yeah, there's something that protrudes from the car that you put the stick onto, the steering wheel onto. I'm going to call it the steering wheel stick.
Let's roll with that.
Grabs the steering wheel stick with his right hand and continues to turn that mother at 185 miles per hour. This is what I say to you, people. You may be cool, but until you've grabbed the stick of a racing car going 185 miles per hour with your hand after the steering wheel pops off, then you will never be Dale Earnhardt Jr. cool.
Wow.
Did Badass. He break his hand? What happened?
Chuck Norris came and congratulated him at the end of the race.
See.
That's how badass that was. You understand what I'm talking about?
I do. I got it.
Yes.
That,
I was like, wow. And to Danica Patrick, there's always never.
What? What?
Just stop it. Just stop. You had a, like Obama, you had a nice
dream
run.
Crusher.
Yeah, dream crusher. She's been in it for 50 years now.
She could do it.
It's not going to happen. She can't.
She can't.
Has she won? She hasn't won
no,
yet.
No.
She got
no.
This.
If I'm not mistaken, and again, I'm just getting into this white thing called NASCAR, and Danica Patrick has actually won a major race, let me know. But I don't believe she's, I certainly don't believe she's won any NASCAR event.
Girl power.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a great thing.
In the kitchen. Roland, I can't believe you said that. That's not that's not a philosophy we endorse here.
They make great sandwiches.
On the cat name. What are you saying? That Danica Patrick should make, she should be in the pit making sandwiches.
I bet she's fast at it.
Wow.
That's Roland Mizell, ladies and gentlemen. The Cat Name Mo show does not endorse any narrative given out by Roland Mizell.
That said, she's still pretty cool. I mean, cooler than me anyway.
Yes, she is. Listen, but it's not going to happen. And man, it was like, I think it was like 32 to 36 cars that were involved in some kind of crash or wreck or bumping or incident. I think all but like 12 cars were not. It was a crash fest in Talladega on last Sunday. I can't wait to watch when I get out of here.
It was a restricted plate race.
Keeps
them in a pack.
Again, you're getting too far deep into the whiteness.
Okay.
I was restricted from knowing that information, if that's what you mean. Who won? Our boy, Keselowski. Brad Keselowski won. And really, you kind of, you know, it looked like he was going to lose it at one point, but the man held on. Man held on. So anyway, that's all. That's way more NASCAR talk than I thought I would ever do as a black man.
Get a little lighter now.
People are going, what the hell happened? who is this person? Does he turn white at 3 o'clock? We have the black Mo from 12 to 3. Speaking of the black Mo, we have a pair of tickets. We're gonna come back and we're gonna make your Kentucky Derby picks. Can you still bet on the Derby now?
Yeah,
is it up until race time? Up until post?
On the KentuckyDerby.com, where the list of horses are, right next to the horses, there's a button, bet now button.
Okay,
and you can click on that and bet on the horses.
Okay, I want to let you know coming up because we have tickets to, I believe it's the Rays playing the Marlins. I believe. I will find out the tickets that we have to give away, and I also have some tickets to a pretty good rock festival that's going to go down in July.
Yes.
I will have that information as well. Sponge is going to be a part of that.
Yes.
I would love to see Sponge live.
Would you like to interview the lead singer?
Are you kidding me? You can get him?
I'm going to try again.
Please. Absolutely.
I had him once.
I think Lit is playing also.
It's going to be a great show, I think.
If you could get the lead singer of Lit, don't. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What was their hit? We'll figure it out. We'll look it up during the break. But we're also going to give you a chance to win those tickets. We're going to be calling. We're going to have Rebecca play for you a game that is called "What is a Black Person Least Likely to Do?" Now that I'm embracing all things white, I would like for Rebecca to embrace all things black.
Okay.
Pretty much like Carmen. All right, listen, but I digress. We are going to be back. We're going to talk Kentucky Derby, and we're going to give you the odds, the horses, and tell you who you pick to win some money. That and more when we return. This is the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.